Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into something really interesting. It's this mix of AI, cinema, and maybe lost history.
It's quite a combination.
Yeah. We're looking at ideas from a discussion about a project called MythX TV. The creators shared some, well, pretty compelling stuff about their journey and viewpoints. So the title is AI, Cinema, and Lost History. That's a lot. How do these things even connect? I'm curious right off the bat.
It is an ambitious scope, definitely. It
Yeah.
pulls together cutting-edge tech, creative expression, and this questioning of, well, historical narratives.
Okay, and the person behind MythX TV, their story is key here, right?
Absolutely. Their personal journey kind of sets the stage for all of this.
So MythX TV, where did that idea actually start? What's the origin story?
Well, it seems the creator story goes way back. Back to the 90s internet.
Oh, the early days.
Exactly. They mentioned being on AIMRC. For some of us, that really brings back memories of those early online communities.
ARC. Wow, that is a blast from the past. It's almost hard to picture now compared to today's internet, those old text chats.
Right. And they weren't just, hanging out online. They actually built things. They set up a whole server network called Arabian, specifically for Arabic speakers.
Really, building a server network back then.
Yeah, hands-on experience, building, managing, it gives you a different perspective, I think. It provides important context for what they're doing now.
Okay, so this isn't someone who just watched the internet grow. They were actively involved, experimenting. That definitely lends some weight to their views on the next big thing, which they see as AI.
Precisely. They talk about AI representing a quantum leap. A real fundamental change in how the internet works, shifting from what they call a human-human style to an AI style.
Human-human to AI style.
Yeah, and they make the point that while everyone knows the term AI, maybe not everyone gets the full depth of artificial intelligence.
That makes sense. We hear it everywhere, but what does it really mean for how things operate?
Think of it like this. The early internet was mostly direct human-to-human connection, right?
Right.
Now, AI is stepping in more and more. As an intermediary, as a tool, reshaping how we find info, how we interact.
It's embedded now, not just a separate tool.
Exactly. And the creator sees AI almost as a second world, a space with limitless possibilities, really, if you approach it the right way, if you know how to navigate it.
A second world.
Oh.
Okay. So it's not just about coding anymore.
Less about traditional coding, maybe, and more about interaction, which leads right into this idea of prompt engineering.
Ah, prompt engineering. I've been hearing that term pop up more and more. That sounds like the new skill to have in this AI world.
It absolutely is, according to this creator. And, they point out universities are already offering courses, even degrees in it. That tells you something.
Degrees in prompt engineering.
Wow. Yeah, it signals how important it's becoming. Think about it before. You wrote code to tell a computer exactly what to do. Now, with AI, your language, your words, that is the code, in a way. Good prompting is about crafting those instructions really effectively.
So, like telling an AI to generate a specific image for a movie or analyze business data.
Exactly that. It's the art of communication with the AI, and that's why they believe experience here gives you a huge advantage in business, life, entertainment, pretty much everywhere.
It's a total paradigm shift then. Less about the machine code, more about human language.
It really is. And you see it happening already, right? Social media, YouTube, web apps, they're all weaving AI in. It's becoming part of the basic user experience, a new experience, as the creator puts it.
Okay, so we have this person with deep internet roots. They see the AI wave coming. They understand prompt engineering. How does that all funnel into MythX TV? What's the core concept there?
Right, so the idea for MythX TV is to combine these things. It's a platform using AI, but combined with the creator's own knowledge of cinema, motion, editing, that sort of thing, stuff they taught themselves.
Okay, so it's not just AI spitting out content. It's AI as a tool within a cinematic vision.
That's the key distinction, yes. Fusing the AI capabilities with established visual storytelling techniques, that's presented as the unique thing they're trying to do.
That sounds much more intentional.
And they seem quite humble about it, actually, saying, the audience will ultimately judge if it works. They also mentioned it took a lot of trial and error to get MythX TV going, lots of experimenting.
Sure, that makes sense. Anything new and different usually does.
Okay, so let's shift gears slightly to the lost history part of the title. How does that fit into the MythX TV picture?
This comes from the creator's personal passion. They're really interested in history, legends, folklore, specifically what they call early or mysterious stories.
Mysterious stories like Bigfoot and aliens.
No, not quite like that. It's important how they define mysterious. They mean historical events where the record isn't complete, where there are gaps, missing pieces of information.
Ah, okay. So the unknowns in accepted history. The blank spots on the map, so to speak.
Exactly that. And this interest leads directly to their central argument, their main thesis, really.
Yeah. Which is a very strong conviction, they say, almost a certainty, that the history we've all been taught probably contains significant inaccuracies, maybe even deliberate additions.
Because of those missing pieces.
Precisely because of those missing links. They believe those gaps have allowed interpretations, maybe even fabrications, to creep in and become accepted as fact over time.
Wow. That's a pretty bold claim, questioning the very reliability of the history we learn.
It is provocative, yeah. Their argument is that these alterations, whether they happened by accident or on purpose, can completely change how we understand the past. And if you change the past, that changes the present, right? It changes our trajectory.
That's a really critical way to look at how history gets passed down.
It is. It's the lens they're using.
So MythX TV, built on AI, cinema, and this fascination with incomplete or possibly altered history, what are they actually planning to do with it? What's this deep dive they talk about focusing on?
So the text we have suggests that the immediate plan for MythX TV is to really dig into that, to explore the history that's been handed down and critically examine how credible it actually is.
Okay.
So this material we're discussing, it's really setting the stage. It's an introduction to MythX TV and its mission to investigate historical accuracy.
This is genuinely compelling stuff. You've got someone who lived through the internet's evolution, who's embracing AI and film techniques, and now wants to use all that to re-examine, well, potentially re-examine historical truth itself.
Yeah.
It's quite a convergence.
It absolutely is. I think the key things for you, the listener, to take away are, first, the creator's journey from MIRC to AI. Second, their view of AI as this powerful second world that needs new skills like prompt engineering.
Right.
And third, these fundamental questions they're raising about history, about its completeness, its accuracy, because of those inherent gaps in what we know.
It really does make you pause and think, doesn't it? About the stories we accept about the past and who shapes them and how they get shaped.
Mm.
And thinking about this creator's path and where AI is going, it makes you wonder what other things we take for granted might be worth a second look. Not just in history, but maybe in science or, I don't know, even how we understand ourselves.
That's a great question to leave things on.
Definitely something to ponder. Well, thanks for digging into this with me.
My pleasure.